While the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has dismissed the U.S.'s claim of seeking regime change in the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the hollow rhetoric of the U.S. government is not worthy of attention. He said Washington has always sought to topple the Islamic establishment in Iran, but it has always suffered humiliating defeats. The leader described the new U.S. administration as a novice stabber who will come to its senses after getting slapped in the face. Ayatollah Khamenei likened Iran to a deep-rooted tree which cannot be dislodged. He reminded the fact that even when the nation was a little sapling decades ago, Washington was not able to deal it a blow. Well, the leader stressed that Iran stands strong and the enemies cannot harm it. Crossing over right here in Tehran, joined by Sayed Mostafa Khoshchash, political analyst. Thank you so much for being with us. Looking at the words of the leaders, very strong words to the United States. Let's talk about it a little bit. It seems that he is tired of hearing the rhetoric coming out of Washington and has said basically that they can't do a thing. Your take.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hello, and thanks for having me. Well, that's true. Ever since the Islamic Revolution started, the United States has never been shy of showing its animosity towards Iran through applying and adopting various hostile policies like sanctions, provoking Saddam Hussein to launch a war against Iran and helping him during the course of the war, regime change plans like Velvet Revolutions and providing support for a terrorist group like MKO, the Mujahideen Khalq organization, and many other things that they have done. On average, every year, we have been experiencing the United States plots, at least once a year. But what's now, interesting is that a Trump administration, there is something unique in that, because he is exercising, we believe that he is exercising the same kind of strategy that Obama did, and also Hillary Clinton would have if she had won the election, but naked. And this is very important because it's insightful, because what Rex Tillerson did and said about the regime change plan about Iran, it has been enlightening minds of the public in here once again that the United States is the same old foe and it would never change. And that's a very good thing for the Iranian public and a few elites that might have been fooled by the Obama administration. You know, what Tillerson said, of course, is not the final policy of the United States. He said that they are going to work out a strategy towards Iran. But if at the end of the day, that's the United States strategy, that's a step back. That's the kind of policy that was exercised by the Bush administration when he got discouraged from military action and realized that they cannot overcome Iran. In the second term, his second term, he started the regime change plans and thinking about these plots much more vigorously. But in his final year in office, he came to realize that they cannot overpower Iran in either way, neither militarily nor through soft coup regime, d'etats, or through regime change plans from inside Iran by political parties or oppositions like the terrorist groups like the MKO. So in the final year, their think tanks, all think tanks, and also experts at the Secretary Department, at the Department of State, came to realize that they need to shift their top priority to the policy of engagement, because they came to realize that they cannot topple the Islamic Republic, but they could do some kind of damage control with regard to Iran. So they tried the engagement policy, and they managed to gain a little success when they, through exercising policy of pressures and sanctions and talks, they could work out a deal with Iran. So Iran came to the table to show its goodwill on the basis of a goodwill gesture, but it was not reciprocated by the United States, neither at the time of Obama nor at the time of Mr. Trump, who is not hiding his animosity towards Iran. And this engagement policy was, of course, at the end of the day, it was meant to topple the Islamic Republic, but Not completely. It was meant to change and shift the attitude of the Islamic Republic step by step. Mm-hmm. And the main policymakers in Washington also stated that they would not stop at the end of a nuclear deal. They would go for changing and restraining and containing Iran's power in the missile and military fields, as well as human rights and other steps they would take in order to shift Iran's Islamic Republic to a kind of Islamic Republic that has been changed in nature totally. And Iranians were aware of that. The first one to warn about, to issue warnings about that was the Iranian Supreme Leader back in 2013 when the talks started. Now, in conclusion, because I know you're short of time, the point is that the Trump administration is doing towards Iran, if it's a regime change plan again, that's a step back, and he's taking the United States foreign policy towards Iran and the chain of resistance to over 15 years ago. And that's a very good thing for Iran, because Iran is proved to be immune against these plans. But when it comes to the policy of engagement, there might be some harms for Iran.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sayed Mostafa Khoshesh, political analyst right here in Tehran.